Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, y'all.
Hi. You know what I'm excited for? I want to go get my toes done. I'll be glad when we can go do that. We should go get a pedicure together.
I don't like it when people touch my feet. I know you're okay with that. I don't like it.
You have intimacy issues.
No, I just, you don't like it feet either.
That's fair. Oh, yeah. Wait, I have intimacy issues.
You do.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
90-day gate, let's love.
Y'all, let's start the show.
We both have issues.
It's true.
Do we need to?
Who's calling me from Fontana, California?
This is 90-day gays.
Fontana, that sounds like a cheese.
We used to have.
I don't know anybody
when
there.
When I was younger, we would go to clogging at Fontana Dam in I think it's North Carolina. I think it's North Carolina. It's on the Tennessee-North Carolina border.
Was it pretty?
Oh, really pretty. It was a resort. There was a pool. We would do square dancing and clogging every night.
I was going to go back
Alabama,
to that, y'all.
Alabama right. Alabama right, left.
Poodle was a clogger, y'all.
Your condom is
my mic condom, thank you.
Sorry, he's not wearing a condom.
Yeah. Like I've worn one of those in
right.
10 years.
You wouldn't know. It's like, does this go on my finger? Maybe,
yeah. I put it up my nose.
How do I put this in my butt?
Yeah. I thought it was like an accessory. I tried to make a Wonder Woman bracelet out of it.
Wow.
Anyway.
This is Toe. This is Toe the Other Way, season two.
Season two.
How would you classify season two this year and kind of how it's working with the 90 Day universe right now?
It feels like
an essay question. No, this is a very simple response.
I mean, it feels definitely a little bit of an outlier from everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
I feel like the other way, the people for the most part, the people are better. It's just more, it's a lighter show.
That's not true. I disagree with you. It's not a lighter show. It was at the beginning. It has not become that.
But
that's what I want to talk about.
I think just because the people are, maybe I'm saying lighter because I still think the people are more likable.
But
I like the season of Happily Ever After too. I like it.
I agree. I feel like last season's Other Way was fun. It was just more fun.
Well, I think you're seeing that because y'all, we're just now on like episode, I think 14. Of the Other Way of season one and our Patreon, shit's about to get heavy.
It does go down. Shit goes down. But this is episode 11 of this series. And y'all, no storyline is light in where we are right now. None.
Well, Kenneth and Armando, kind of.
It's still heavy.
It's heavy.
It's still
emotional.
It's emotional.
It's emotional.
I'm saying there's, and I get it that every storyline is going to be emotional, but boy, can't we have any levity? We had a little bit of Ji-hoon and Devin levity, and then at the end they fucked us with something bad that's going to happen next week.
Drusilla ruins everything.
Yeah. I kind of like her. I'm starting to like Drusilla.
Because you were her.
Maybe. The thing about it is, I said at the beginning, I really liked The Other Way. I loved the beginning and how they set it up. I feel like we're trudging down the same road now of Happily Ever After. Because Happily Ever After is just like a dark hallway for me right now.
I guess what I like about The Other Way is there's, at least in This Other Way, sometimes I feel like I'm before the 90 days and even a little bit in Happily Ever After. Like, we're kind of hitting the same beats over and over. And unless you're Ji-hoon and Devin on this season, which they're just a fucking psycho. It's interesting, like, with Brittany and Yuzan, they're a fucking hot mess. But I guess
it's different.
Just as an American, I'm seeing something different. Kenneth and Armando. And even
that's the only bright
spot. And actually, Tim and Melissa is, even though he's a cheesesteak.
Oh, that was so heavy, though.
But it's interesting, though. I haven't seen this before on 90 Day. I've seen him, how they deal with this.
I'm just saying, sometimes a lot of this kind of viewing, you guys, is for escapism. So
this isn't Housewives. I don't think anybody's coming here for that.
And I agree with that. But when you think about previous seasons, there was more comedy, unintentional comedy. Like, think about Larissa.
Yeah.
You know, and even the things with Colt and Larissa. Those were funnier, but I think maybe there's a different slant to production this year.
I think also, though, you know, we haven't seen a lot of season of 90 Day Fiancé of Larissa on our first season. So there's a difference of people who, unless you're Darcy, she always got it.
Right.
She always knew. There's a difference of people, I think, on 90 Day Fiancé of their first season versus their second season. And meaning that it's like Tania. Her first season, she was kind of herself in a hot mess. And the second season, she's gotten reality TV.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them get that. Whereas this first season, we're kind of getting them raw and unfiltered.
Yeah.
You're used to that.
What's a condom?
I feel like, and because The Other Way used to be more escapist for me, maybe, than Happily Ever After. And this was a slog, you guys. Even with Kenneth and Armando, it was a slog
I was riveted to that storyline.
So let's get into it. Well, this is called Fight, Pray Love.
Not eat, fight. We have a couple announcements real quick. First of all, if some of you have already known, we mentioned it yesterday.
We on Clapback. Next week.
They showed a preview. Darcy's going to be watching one of our Darcy and Stacey movies. So we're very excited. We've known about it for months. TLC's been very wonderful, and we signed an NDA, and we didn't want to say
anything. Can't tell anybody.
Because we weren't supposed to.
No.
So,
I didn't even tell my mother.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
My mother would tell everybody in her knitting group, and then it's off.
She's like, my son's going to be on television in a bad wig.
I don't know what this means about me as a mother, but...
Mother Poodle will go, God, did you have to wear a wig?
Did you have to wear a wig?
What's that on your lips?
Concealer.
You know what? She'll be fine as long as I'm making a little money off of it. We're not.
We're not. I know. People are like, y'all are raking in that Matt Sharp money. I'm like, no.
My dad will ask me, what'd you get for that? Nothing. Well, that's not a good negotiation. This is press, though.
However, it's free publicity. We've had a ton of Instagram and Twitter followers. So we should say,
get into it.
We should say,
if you don't know it.
I'm Maddie, by the way.
So this is our first new show.
So I'm Maddie.
Boy, we really rolled in that didn't we?
This is pretty good. This is a good inclination of how these shows are going to go.
So I'm Poodle, aka Jake.
Yes. So there you go.
Wow, we really didn't introduce ourselves well.
No, we're
going
to have
people.
To do that though for a little bit because I think we're going to have new people, especially next week. So anyway,
that doesn't sound fun.
We're really excited. If you don't watch Clapback normally, because why would you relive before the
just
90 days?
Just fast forward. God, it's so awful. They're all
it's
garbage.
It's not good.
Darcy is still on there. Devin's awful. Not Devin. I'm sorry.
Avery.
Avery.
So
basic white girls.
Before the 90 Day Clapbacks comes on Monday, and it's going to be this next coming Monday.
Before
the 17th. At 8 p.m. Eastern time. So
8/7 Central.
Yep, 8/7 Central is where you can check that out, I believe.
So watch us on that, so y'all. Watch that.
I feel like we had another announcement,
watch
too.
Watch Darcy, watch us imitating her.
Oh, which, speaking of, next week, Darcy and Stacey.
Darcy and Stacey.
We're going to be doing that on the regular feed, so yeah. That'll be coming out on Sunday night.
The other announcement is just probably, it's our first anniversary of 90 Day Gays, you guys. August 22nd is our first anniversary. And the whole week, our Patreon is going to be free. That's the week of the 16th.
Just that week. Not everything nothing behind
it. Nothing else retroactively. Like some bitch came at us
about.
I had
another thirsty dick pig message me. Are we going to get everything? I want to listen to Love is Blind.
No.
And I'm like,
it's
no.
Only that week.
That's $5, honey. Just,
you know,
don't go buy Starbucks.
There's always that bitch.
Just don't buy Starbucks.
That's my motto for life, y'all. And this is a good one to take with you. If you're in a great place, blah, 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 there is always that bitch who's going to want something extra.
Cut to this bitch who has had so many viruses on his computer because he still downloads porn. When he can just go, he's like, why pay for it when I can get the milk for free?
Exactly.
Literally.
I love free things.
You really do. So...
Ooh, don't take me to, even right now in Costco, y'all, I'd probably eat a cheese cracker covered with Corona.
You would. So, and a lot of y'all are very excited that we're going to be on Clapback.
Thank y'all. That's been really lovely.
Really, I texted Poodle last night. These messages are so sweet, and it's very, very
kind. I was
already
asleep.
Yeah. She already was drunk with her shirt up over her tits.
Maybe.
Asleep on the couch. All right, let's get into this.
Let's get into Kenny and Armando. Oh. So, I wrote down, Mrs. Kenny Dalloway decided she would go to the bank herself. You don't understand that?
That's
never
Mrs.
mind.
Mrs. Dalloway, right?
Yeah. Virginia Woolf. Yeah. Yeah. That's the first line of Mrs. Dalloway. It's a great novel. That was a really bad literate joke.
And then all the people that just signed up for our podcast for the first time just went,
unsubscribe.
Nope. I'm out.
This is pretentious garbage.
We got a pretentious gay.
Did someone Woo! Just talk about Mrs. Dalloway? Woo! Anyway, Kenny basically has a cover story. He's going to go to the bank. First of all, you can see through this cover story a mile away because Kenny isn't going to go to the bank. He can't even say hola.
Yeah. Thank God Kenny decided. Hopefully Kenny never has an affair because I don't think he's going to be able to cover that
Ew.
Up. No.
So... So he, he's gonna go and get the set up at the hotel, and his daughters
Taylor
and what's the other one's name?
Cassidy.
Cassidy. God, those are just basic blonde girl names.
But the one who has the kid,
she's not there.
She can't be there
because she's having to slop.
And he's
the
like,
kid around.
She could. That daughter and Bryson, I'm telling you, there's an undercurrent there. Y'all, he loves all of his daughters, but I think that youngest daughter with the kid wears him out.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's like, girl, you got to raise your own son.
I agree. I think that's she should have to bring a child.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think, doesn't Bryson have children, too?
Maybe.
I think he does.
Yeah, I think
anyway,
so.
Bryson.
So they're coming because they're going to be there, which I think is really sweet. Because
he's proposing.
And
that's the cover story.
It is. And then Kenny talks about, I'm glad Kenny talked about this, because I think a lot of straight people don't realize, especially for older gay men, especially in this day of this pandemic,
yeah,
it's re-triggering.
I actually cried a little bit at this. He said, when I came out in the early 90s.
Came out in 88.
He said, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. By the early 90s. 80% of the people I knew were dead.
Yeah.
And take a minute and think about that, guys. Just as far as the AIDS crisis ravaged a generation, basically everybody who was an artist, everybody, you know, hits the arts probably the hardest of anything.
Well, at my Cubicle Warrior job, my boss there, his name is Dan, and he's wonderful and crazy, and he's very gay. But he used to start...
That's an understatement.
But he was in West Hollywood in the late 70s and early 80s. And in the early 80s, he was a world champion ballroom dancer. So he started the first, same-sex for men and women, but same-sex ballroom dancing class.
We went to that. It's a wild ride.
It was when Poodle got dipped by
got
a man with a lot
a
of plastic surgery. And I just looked over and Poodle was going,
and my eyes popped out of my head.
And I died. Because, again, Poodle doesn't like to be touched.
It's not that I don't like to be touched. I don't like to be manhandled around and thrown around.
Unless he's covered in lube.
Exactly. That's exactly. The big difference.
Or peanut butter. Don't ask. Don't ask. Just send Poodle a
Vaseline.
But send Poodle a tub of Peter Pan.
It's not. Don't make me fetishize rolling around
what
in Peter.
What if people Peter just started sending us peanut butter?
I love peanut butter. Not sexually.
Y'all.
Very important. Let's draw
y'all,
a big distinction.
The address of 90 Day Gays is on the in the show notes. But anyway, but Dan told me once, and this was just that he said in the early 80s, he would have like sometimes an 80 to 100 people at a same-sex dance class, like a huge ballroom mm-hmm. people. And he said by the end of the 80s, he would have like 20.
Ugh.
And he said he would go to about 4 to 5, for about 3 to 4 years straight, he went to about 4 to 5 memorials or funerals a week.
A week.
Imagine that, y'all. A week. And so this is what, and granted, he was in West Hollywood, which is like somebody in San Francisco or New York City. But still, this is like, I thought Kenny phrased it so well. There's all these people that are gone that for them to see, because I know we don't think it's a big deal, but for someone of Kenny's age to be able to take his boyfriend out and propose to him in front of other people and other people be excited, that's something Poodle and I never thought we would have.
No,
ever.
No. And him to say that, he said, I'd love to go back and tell these people all these people who are gone that I came out with, that things have gotten better.
That made me a little teary.
And it's true. We're not there yet, you guys, but things have gotten a lot better.
They have gotten a lot better.
Especially for most of the country. You know, most of the country.
For most of the country, but not
but
not
anyway,
all.
It's
and not but, all of the world.
Yeah, definitely not all of the world. But I thought that was really kind of broke my heart.
And the
when
fact
he said
that yeah, and that is so I think it's wonderful that his daughters are gonna be there.
He says basically, he's like, I want my daughters here because I want them to understand why I left. And that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's why
still kind of guilt there he's going through.
I think it's also important why, like, maybe not all kids, but especially if you're in a more conservative area of wherever you live, if you have gay kids or if you have like gay family members or friends, y'all might think in your head, well, they know I love them and they know that I accept them. But, like, I don't know if some of you realize the importance. Like, I mean, my mom's never done this. And honestly, I think because of she politicizes everything, I don't think she would ever do this. But I think I probably would sob if my mom marched in a pride parade.
Yeah.
She's never done that. And I don't think she would do that for me. But I feel like seeing, or if my dad did it, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So I feel like for, and I say this not to guilt parents in what you need to do. But I just mean, I think a lot of parents are like, oh, my kid knows I love them. They're fine. You still... For that population, we still need advocates.
Yeah. I think it's different. There are some parents who would be the first to do that. Mine would never do it.
Yeah.
Just because they wouldn't march in any parade.
You know, that's fair.
They
I
wouldn't
don't think
care.
My mom would either, yeah.
They don't care enough. But parents who are normal kind of advocates for things like that mm-hmm. and people who protest and
my parents don't
like
get
that.
Passionate about
yeah
things.
Mine don't either.
Where did we get that from?
I don't know. Anyway, you guys, so the
I think probably Dixie Carter that probably influenced you to be passionate
she
about
did.
Things
that is probably true. You know that Dixie Carter, y'all, was more Republican in her leanings when she was on that show yeah. and every time she had to deliver one of those rants
that
she
was more democratic than
she made Linda Bloodworth Thomason make her allow her to sing a song.
Yeah, on the show. That's why she got to
that's
sing so much.
That's a poodle move.
Yeah.
If you made me say something, I'm like, I demand a song.
That's true.
That'd be in you my really, contract.
You really are Dixie Carter.
I always felt her I remember a brother saying, that's Jake.
That was he knew then.
He knew then.
He knew then.
Anyway,
y'all, so they have a little bit of conversation. Like, I think this is all producer stuff. Cassie's like, are you concerned?
Yeah, they're fine.
Y'all, they're fine. I actually, it's really beautiful. Kenny is like, I've waited 57 years, and I don't think he means this as a fuck you. I love that he says, I want to go meet his family as his fiance so they know this isn't like just some fluke grinder hookup.
I get it because that's a big thing with people not taking LGBT relationships seriously.
Yeah.
So they think, oh, this is your boyfriend. This is your... Especially with men.
Well,
men.
Actually, I think that happens a lot with women. If it's someone's first same-sex female relationship, they're like, oh, you're just bi. You're just...
Right. You're just trying something out.
Support them where they are.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay.
And he basically said he's had two long-term relationships before, and he didn't want to marry either one of them.
Have you ever wanted to marry someone you've been with?
No.
Think you ever will?
I do not know. It's a...
They probably have to have... You have your seven reasons litmus test.
Yes.
And that seven reasons is 1000000.
Cha-ching! That and a credit check. Everything. Instant credit checks, y'all. Learn that rule. One of the smartest things you'll ever do is get a credit check on somebody.
The funny thing is, people think this is a joke. And
no,
it's real.
No, y'all, check out someone's credit. It will tell you everything you need to know about someone. And there are times when you've had bad... There are times when I've had bad credit in my life. I was not dateable when I had bad credit.
That's fair.
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 You needed to run away. Everyone, we should walk around with credit scores on our fucking foreheads. Now, because this does happen that you're like ex or someone like tanks your credit. That sucks.
Oh, yeah, that happened.
That fucking sucks. But honestly,
if you got that Banana Republic visa because you needed clothes, and I'm not talking about my experience in college at all.
Not at all.
Then that's your own fault.
You can get your credit better, but if you're dating that young guy who's kind of suspect, and if you find out his credit score is 450, that's a confirmation.
That's a confirmation.
So, I don't know. Can they get that low? I mean, that's the can.
I think they can. Yeah, I think they can.
I had one time mine was like 575 or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
I had that.
It was like sketch.
Oh yeah.
And every time I'd be like wanting to go through, I'm like, ooh.
Like, ooh. Could you give us some blood? We're going to need your finger.
Don't think you're really what we need right now. We're
going to need that index finger.
So, y'all, creditcheck.com. It's everything.
Is that really a place?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm like, great. Please don't send somebody some fraud website.
But y'all,
someone's going to go to credit check. Carl! Carl, can you go to creditcheck.com, please?
If y'all are serious.
I don't know how to open the Opera. Computer, Carl.
Y'all, Carl's wife uses
Please.
Opera. There is no doubt in my mind.
Y'all, if you're new, there's a woman named Carl's wife, and she's listening to our show, learning a lot.
And an Opera got installed on her computer
yes,
as spyware.
It's true.
And she loves it.
She loves it. She's running on her Acer computer,
Acer.
Just doing the best she can.
But y'all, if you've been in a relationship with a long term, and before you get engaged, you need to see a fucking credit check.
Oh, yeah.
I swear to God.
Oh, for sure.
People don't do that.
I would do that.
People don't do it.
Before I married someone?
Get a credit check.
I'd want to see it all.
Because
know what we're going into.
They can lie to you as much as you want.
Yep.
That credit report don't lie.
It does not lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? Any debt they have becomes yours.
It's yours. I remember talking to someone who was dating someone, and they were asking to move in with them one time. I said, well, what's their credit like? Or what's their financial history like? Well, we talked about it a little bit, and they did get evicted out of this last time. I'm like, girl, you need to see that credit check.
Moving in, that doesn't bother me as much.
You're going to be sharing expenses.
But, but marriage.
They could get kicked out and leave you with the run of the lease.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Y'all, finances are everything.
Mother Poodle didn't trust a lot of people, did
she? No, she didn't.
Yeah. Carry that on.
Finances are not why you fall in love, you guys, unless you're me. Finances, but they will help you stay in love.
And that's Poodle's soapbox. Dun, 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 dun. All right. So let's move on to love. I don't know how you got onto that. Jesus fucking help us.
I would just say, just to finish this.
God.
A relationship cannot just be built on love. Trust.
What about love? Don't you want someone to care about you?
Yeah. And I have been in relationships where people have held their own money over my head.
What about love? Don't let it slip away.
So loud.
I do a pretty good heart. That sounded good.
More like a...
I could be on The Voice.
More like a howler monkey we've taught to sing. You get a banana.
I saw Hart once live at the Hollywood Bowl.
And it was just wall-to-wall lesbians?
Yes. And she can fucking sing.
She really can. She still sings.
Oh,
she
still sings. Okay.
Anyway.
So where are we? They're going to get fucking married, for God's blessed sake.
Anyway, so they are...
They've been together 3.5 years, so this is not soon.
And Kenneth is like, I just want to start my fairy tale. You know how I feel about this fairy tale talk. I get it, but at the same time, talk about unrealistic expectations.
Yes,
I'm triggered by the term.
You're triggered. That's a good word. You're triggered because we don't know yet how Kenny is going to what that meaning is to him. Because I think with the way he was talking, this is like, this is something that he's just, I get it. If somebody who didn't dream, I wouldn't call it a fairy tale moment. But I think one day,
using his words.
Yes, yes, yes. But I'm interested in more. But when and if I get married one day, it would be very, it would be surreal because it's not a day I imagine.
But
to
you
get
wouldn't
married
call it. Oh, it's my fairy tale.
No, because I'm friends with you, and you would read me for it.
As well, I should.
So anyway, I thought it was sweet. And then, so he takes. They're going. Can we talk about the engagement now? Are we?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where you're going to go off on. I'm scared. I am so scared. We've already had creditreport.com. I'm scared. Next, you're going to, I don't know what you're going to talk about.
Anyway, now they're in, this is a problem. The other problem I found out is Kenneth is wearing a gray shirt and so is Armando.
I have Armando's shirt. I got it from Old Navy. It looks just like mine.
Anyway, I was just going to say in a smaller size. You've got to check you before you leave the house, especially if you're a gay couple. You can't be wearing the same thing.
It's the same outfit. I'm fine with it. Maybe they wanted to do and I get it. Remembering your mom be like, Jay Bird, other son, because I don't want to say his name. Let's call. We should give your brother a name. What name should we call him?
Jake, brother Jake.
Brother Jake. Jay Bird, brother Jake. Y'all put on the matching shirts because after church today, I want to take a photo.
That's,
and so I think maybe this was that.
But they
Cause
didn't.
Because that's how he lured him in. We're taking photos.
Appeared to be brothers. You don't do that. There are gay couples who wear matching outfits.
And there are straight couples who wear like matching outfits in photos. Like their husband will wear a denim shirt, and then they'll wear like a red turtleneck with like a denim vest.
Why would you want to do that?
Oh,
it looks fucking queer.
Well, that's what a lot of straight people do.
And I say that in the worst way possible.
That's what a lot of straight people do.
I don't like it.
Y'all, Poodle's keyed up today because we had to delay the show 30 minutes because the dog was barking. And so he's like all in a tizzy about.
She's been.
So anyway, it's been
a thing.
Go
ahead and talk while I text her.
Oh, great. Now he's texting me. So anyway, it's all raining, but it's kind of pretty with the ocean. And so they go out to this hotel and they're walking down into the cliffs and they walk down where these pretty rocks are.
Good.
And the Kenny says, this was y'all, take a note for the rest of you 90 Day Fiancé people. This is how you fucking propose to someone.
Yeah.
Because
this was
nice. It made Poodle and I both cry. And Kenneth said, do you remember the first time we came here and we talked about our future and we said our future is as wide as the ocean?
I like that, except don't ever refer to me as wide.
You know what I thought of? When I was a little boy, I had a rag
doll. Only doll I've ever known. And I loved her just the way I loved that rag doll. And now my love has grown.
Take it, Poodle.
And it gets stronger.
Stop.
Stop that every day.
Stop that and do that in the high Celine octave.
And it gets stronger and everywhere. And it gets deeper day by day.
Y'all, it's a chorus. Get ready.
Do I love you, my oh my? River deep, mountain high. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sing.
You screamed at me to do the higher octave. It was fair.
It was fair. You would have done the same to me.
Y'all, it was fair.
If you don't know this about us,
I'm all heated
now. I'm sweating now. I need a drink.
If you're a new listener, you first of all, you're kind of like, what is happening?
But also, y'all,
did they just sing for over a minute?
We fucking love Celine Dion.
Shocking.
So much so that our private Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, like 8 months ago, raised $1,000 for us to buy front row tickets.
And guess what? COVID came and fucked us.
But it's going to get, we're going to go.
I still cannot forgive COVID for doing that.
I know.
I can forgive a lot.
At least you have your parents.
What?
Some people don't have their parents now.
Jesus. Let's go on. Wow.
So anyway, Kenneth says that we've talked 45 minutes about them. He said they're the widest ocean.
We're never going to get to.
I know. And Kenny starts crying. Y'all, he starts crying.
Both of them are crying.
He gets down on one knee. Armando starts crying.
I'm crying
and then
at this time.
I was kind of teary. And then the cannon shot out.
The glitter cannons.
And I totally... And a part of me thought, is this good for the environment? But then I didn't care. I started crying.
The glitter cannons, strangely enough, were my least favorite.
Oh, see, to me, go ahead. Yeah.
It wasn't, I would have been fine with the people cheering.
Mm-hmm.
I had problems with the glitter cannons themselves because they looked like guns.
Oh, okay. So it's just kind of triggering.
Yeah. No, yeah. It just felt weird.
I loved it. I thought it was beautiful. Well, and Armando is completely, he's like, this is the best day of my life.
Lovely.
This
absolutely
is the day
lovely.
I've dreamed of. He said it's the best day of his life. But I don't want to tell his daughter that.
I love, too, how as soon as they got married or engaged, it was like a new confessional thing. And they were both wearing matching jewel tone shirts.
It's going to be a thing for them.
But I like it how as soon as they become an engaged couple,
mm-hmm.
it's like they look like Mitch and Cam on Modern Family.
They do.
They had to put them.
You know, a lot of people thought Mitch and Cam, a lot of like very
oh God.
Artsy, like silver, like gays. They were like,
hated those.
They were like, that's not true to life. And I honestly felt seen
y'all,
so much on that show.
You don't realize how your second cousin who never knew a gay person understood a gay person by meeting Mitch and Cam.
I watched that on vacation with my nephews, and I think that helped them understand
me. You don't, and I'm
because
not.
We're more that.
I'm not saying a gay man has to be that. I'm just saying at least it gave them something that wasn't either some kind of deviant in a movie or someone they saw.
Somebody funny.
You know. And not that all gay men have to be funny, but it's better if they are.
I'm just saying, I think it's as people, we need to not, we need all types of people out there in media.
Agreed.
So let's not go after,
Agreed.
We need all that. So
we need bull dykey lesbians. We need straight acting leather queens.
Yeah, we need it all.
We need trans people. We need non-binary people. We need human unicorns who have walk around with fucking horns on their heads. Maybe not in public.
Maybe not in public.
You can do that in the bedroom. And we don't need furries because that just creeps me the fuck out.
You know what? I was a mascot. I wasn't into it, but I understand it. So if you need to want to be a
furry.
If you're
a furry, that's fine.
That's fine.
Know that you freaky deaky.
Well, there's a really great Lisa Ling special about that on This American. She calls it American something.
Something America,
Look, Google Lisa Ling.
Anyway.
I love her. I saw her in a cupcake shop once, and I wanted to say hi to her. And then a homeless man went, "Oh, you're fucking Lisa Ling." And it totally freaked her out and ruined me. And I just stood there with a cupcake in my hand and left. I've loved her since Channel One.
Oh, Channel One.
Yes.
Anytime you like to say that I'm much older than you, the fact that you saw Channel One, take this to mean something, y'all. This bitch saw Channel 1. Any person in your 30s are like, what the fuck is Channel 1?
You know what I used to, y'all, Channel 1 was like a news show that they put into like your middle school.
Yeah.
And it actually, I look back on it.
Anderson Cooper.
It made me like, I watched Channel 1 and I went, oh, there's people like me in the world. Instead of like, Cletus beside.
Squealing queens?
Yeah. Instead of Cletus beside me chewing hay and like. You know,
or the
mean?
Pig who was the valedictorian.
No, I really look back. I love where I grew up. I have good friends and stuff there. But I look back and I went, whoa, really? Really wasn't
I know.
Seen a lot.
I'm shocked. There's one person I kind of talked to. She's actually in the squad from high school. Maybe two others, maybe. Mm-hmm. But I'm always amazed that both of us got out.
Yeah, that's the way I feel about my mom. Yeah. 101 yeah. From 2.
Anyway.
All right.
So he says at the end, you are perfect. And that's when I kind of went,
y'all.
Yeah, I'm a sucker for a fucking gay proposal. But I can be as negative and compliment on their matchy-matchy outfits and the glitter cannons. And at the end, they get me.
That's Poodle.
Yeah.
That's brutal.
I'm actually very, very sensitive and easy to cry.
He will talk. He'll say, this is so manipulative. This is so gross.
And then I'm crying.
And then he's crying.
Yep. I'm very aware of how things are making me feel, though.
That's true. Speaking of people having not awareness.
Meanwhile in Jordan.
Meanwhile
halfway
in Jordan.
Across the world.
Ooh.
Brittany is like, well, things started off on the wrong foot. This is Brittany and Yazan. Things started off on the wrong foot, but now I think things are getting better.
Yeah, and so she goes to see him, and she's wearing a hijab.
Hijab,
sorry. I say it wrong. Hijab.
Hijab.
It's like cement.
No, it's not. It's a word from a foreign language.
I hate
that
it.
You should,
I really
you should pronounce correctly.
I hate it when I do, because my mom says stuff like, she'll say enchiladas.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you sound like such a hick when you say that. So I'm really
ding,
trying.
Ding, ding, hijab.
Say wash.
Hijab.
Do you wash your clothes, Matthew?
I have no patience for that shit.
Hijab. So anyway, and he walked up and he's like, oh, you look so nice.
Yeah.
Like,
it's kind of creepy about as soon as you got the hijab on, he's got a boner
like
for her.
Yeah.
But
here's the deal. Like, is Yazan like, is he like one straw short? What's
I think,
going on
I think
with
the
him?
Language is a problem.
I think
the language
a
is a
problem.
Definite problem. I think now that he's over here, now that she's over here, he's constantly being pressured. He feels the pressure so strong to get married so much. He doesn't know what to say to her now that he has to get her to convert to Islam really quickly. I think he's just, I think that pressure has scrambled his brain.
I think that's a good point, because it's almost though as if.
Not that I support him, y'all. I'm putting a rubber stamp on this one. Yazan's a creep.
I think he's a creep, too.
Another creep. Another
also,
90 days creep.
I think he's actually also a boy. I think he is not emotionally mature at all. Like, I think we're talking like 13 years old emotionally.
Yep.
He reminds me of, remember, maybe you weren't this way. I'm going to own it. I kind of was this way, like when I was first came out. And especially when you're in Texas, where I came out, it's like, but this was 1997, 98. And so there was a lot of people that...
You were shopping at Structure.
Oh, I love Structure.
Had frosted tips.
Yeah, I did. Banana and Structure, that's all
I
buy. Again,
boy.
Did I mention that credit card?
Hashtag.
Yeah. We all do it. But I was also in that way of like, people were so... I was kind of trying to be more in people's face about it. But also too, everyone was fucking gay to me. So like if a guy like just like said, oh, that's cute, I'd be like, he's gay. He's gay.
But you do that now.
I know, but I actually believed it.
Oh, I see.
And I feel like that's the way Yazan is with like Muslim. She's wearing a hijab.
He's like, she's Muslim.
She's Muslim. And I'm like, babe, you need to calm the fuck down.
So She basically says too, they're going to the mosque.
Yes.
She says, I don't consider myself a religious person, and I'm more spiritual. She's like, I believe in like laws of attraction and manifesting. So y'all, when under religious preference, she would fill out The Secret.
Yes, yes. That's exactly what I wrote, The Secret.
Religious preference, The Secret.
The Secret.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bullshit, y'all. Y'all, don't read The Secret. If you still have The Secret on your bookshelf, and y'all look around like someone's looking at you, you know you do. You know you've got it there. Y'all, give that shit away. Give that shit away.
There's, not that I don't believe in it, because I do believe in energy you put out and all that kind of stuff.
No, I believe in it too. But The Secret's terribly written.
It really, it's not well written, and it really kind of, it's really just is like, waters it down to like a really...
It's also something about how can I get as many things that I want.
Yeah, it's
taking
I didn't love
all
it.
World religions and kind of boiling it down to you can get what you want. The better things are like Four Agreements are better because that's not like teaching you everything about life mm-hmm. in a small amount of time. Those are just four good rules to live by.
Yeah, read some Deepak Chopra, like
Deepak
that.
Deepak Chopra is great if you want.
Can't do that.
Paulo Coelho.
I've never read Paulo Coelho.
Really?
What did he write?
The Alchemist.
Oh, The Alchemist. I'm not good at remembering authors. Yeah, read that.
Jesus.
That's a good book. Okay.
But those are all famous for a reason, you guys. Yeah. The Secret was like a movement.
Like, no one's going to, some of you are going, what's The Secret? And some of you,
you're 30.
But no, I mean, it hasn't stood the test of time.
Oh, no. It went away.
Yeah, it went away. Yeah. So anyway, y'all, so.
I can't believe I'm calling out people being 30. I need to shut up and stop being ageist. I'm sorry.
You said it. So she's going to the mosque, and so she goes to her side. He goes to his side because it's, you know, men and women have to be separated. And she says.
Gotta keep them separated.
She's just sitting there having her time. She's like, the deal is that Brittany is like. Yeah, and even when they go back and he's like teaching her how to wash her hands and wash her face, and they're kind of, I'm kind of fast forwarding, but it was all kind of the same beat of her was just like, yeah, it was really great.
It's very surfacey.
And I'm like, you have no idea of what it is. You don't know what you're praying to. You have no idea. So for you, you're just going in there and being like, this is like meditation.
And I don't think that's important. I don't think that's important to either of them. That she doesn't know.
That's true. It would be important to me, but...
Yeah, I agree. I think we are overestimating Brittany's ideas about Islam.
And Jazan, because Jazan, he doesn't fucking care. He just wants her stamped Muslim.
To convert. Yeah, exactly. And I think she is just hoping she'll become Muslim by osmosis.
Yes.
And it'll just like...
Just happen.
She gets a base tan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's hoping that. Y'all, again, this is going to end in tears.
It's going to end a lot more than tears.
Well. It's not going to end well.
Don't forget, bitch is still married.
Oh,
like,
yes!
We haven't even talked about that.
I keep forgetting
she's
about
still
that.
Still... married and hasn't told him.
Oh my God, I forget about that.
Imagine
because
all the drama we've had with everything else
because everything is about her becoming Muslim.
Yes.
Wow. God, I forget about that because unlike other 90 Day shows, she doesn't bring it up every show.
Yeah.
Unlike Paul saying and I need to tell Greeny about my true criminal record.
I think we're about to get in the other way. Where y'all, if you're on the Gatreon and you're listening to our other classic, The Other Ways, you need to grab a drink because we're at the point where Laura all the time is like, my 3-day wedding. My 3-day wedding. My 3-day wedding.
we're going for our 3-day wedding in Qatar. We're in Tunisia for our Tunisian 3-day wedding. And my son Liam is coming.
Coming for our 3-day wedding. Oh.
Ugh. God, I just want to smack her. Anyway,
I want to do more than that to him.
Alvin?
Yeah,
not Liam.
No.
I was getting concerned.
That would be like being fucked by the Jolly Green Giant. No, that's not true. The Jolly Green Giant's kind of hot. Think about it. You know, think about it.
I've never thought about it, but he kind of is.
Ho, ho, ho.
Deep
suck
voice.
My dick.
We already did talk deep about Robin Hood being an animated character we fuck.
But the Jolly Green Giant, not as big as you think.
Strangely enough.
But that Papa Keebler elf hung.
Who knew?
Who knew?
He pulls down his pants and it just unrolls like a fruit roll-up.
They're making them fudge stripe cookies for another reason.
Because they fudge packing.
You shouldn't say fudge packing. That's awful.
Is that bad to say?
That's a really horrible derivative like term they would call gay men.
Oh. Well, I didn't know.
You never been called a fudge packer?
You call me a fag.
Yeah, but that's I'm taking it back.
Well, I'm taking it back too because I love fudge strap cookies. Don't send them to me, y'all. I'm trying but God,
but
I love
them.
Gay
sex is not about fudge packing.
No, it's not.
But I'm saying when you call someone that, you are relegating who they are by how they choose to have sex. Are you understanding?
Yeah, but I think it's fine. I'm not going to do it again, but I think it's fine.
I'm triggered by it.
I don't think we're going to get a lot. Okay, that's valid. You're triggered by it. That, I get that. That's all I need.
You can pick and choose your triggers, by the way. It's not up to us. So she feels like she's meditating when they are praying, when they're washing.
Mm-hmm.
They're washing, and he's like, they're washing. She's like, my lashes are going to get wet.
She was concerned.
This is your first obstacle.
Yeah.
And she's like, can you imagine having to wash your face and then reapply makeup every single time? Islamic sissies, is this a thing? If you're going to wear makeup, do you need to wash it off? It's a stupid question because no, you don't. You're
and
not
they wash
do
their
that.
Face every day, right? Because they pray every
he
day.
Said every time.
Every I mean, yeah. So like
every time, no, five times
a day. Yeah. I mean, you can get waterproof makeup, a good gel blush.
This is a really uncomfortable conversation to be having, but I'd just like to know if you guys are Muslim out there, is this just a non-obligatory rule that you wash your face off every?
I don't know.
Or maybe you just don't scrub off your makeup. Maybe you just kind of
what do women
maybe
do?
Maybe just spramp water on your face and splash it.
Yeah.
Maybe they just don't wear. No, I know it's Islamic women wear makeup. How is Avery going to do that from?
I don't know. I don't know why they've never talked about this with Avery. Because
her face is beat to Allah.
Allah, she does a good job. It's beautiful. But yeah.
Anyway,
I feel
come
like
at us.
They're doing this, and I wrote up and I said, is this some fucked up new version of Romeo and Juliet, and they're just going to die in the end?
Boy.
Or are we going to die? I wrote that because they're both so star-crossed about this whole thing. They're just so completely not in reality at all.
For it to be a new Romeo and Juliet, we would have to care about both of them. And
that's
I really
true.
Don't think I care about either of
that's
them.
That's true.
That's the difference. That's why I'm kind of going this way with this other way season. Everyone is heading, besides Kenny and Armando, everyone's heading towards some kind of dark conclusion. I don't give a shit about them.
They need a good Tybalt in this story.
But like Ari and Binyam, I don't give a fuck about them.
I just want to see him shirtless. We haven't seen
him
yet.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
But it seems like there were people I kind of
you know
cared.
I care about Ari's mom. I love Janice.
Oh, I love Janice.
I care about Janice.
Jihoon and Devin, I'm kind of invested because I know them.
Not personally. He doesn't know them.
No, I don't know them.
But
I wouldn't. But like even like Sumit and Jenny, I'm a little invested there even though he's a fucker. So I've kind of got turned off
of him. I
think
it's just, and the same with Devin and Jihoon, we've seen the other side now.
Yeah.
It's just, don't meet your heroes, y'all.
Right.
Anyway. I think they basically go through this whole thing, and so they finally go to dinner, and they go to dinner, and then Yazan says that his uncle talked to his parents. Shocker, it didn't go well. Didn't go well, y'all. and so he basically tells her, I need you to be Muslim in 3 days.
Well, they're going back and forth. And he's like, yeah, she's like, I'll give you some time. She's like, yeah, I just need some time to blah, blah. He's like, I need to go talk to my parents. It's like he doesn't really understand. I think it is a language thing.
I think it's
thing,
a lot of language.
But I think it's that I don't know Yazan. I think Yazan is frustrated because he could normally tell a woman who he was dating,
what
you need to do this.
Yeah. I think that
he's trying to figure out a way to say it.
I think
it.
He thinks if he just casually says something that a woman will do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so he's like, but wait a minute. Because then he thinks
he's being obliging.
Then
That's the thing.
And we also find out he's saying we can't get married if she's not Muslim.
And Brittany is like,
news to me, dude.
I feel like if there could have just been one conversation would have changed all of this.
They need to have like a conversation with a translator. A big hour-long session.
But I think, too, he got her by saying, no, I don't need you to be Muslim. I need my wife to be a convert.
She went, no,
you never said that.
Which is even more confusing,
it's
actually.
It's very confusing.
He said, not you. You don't need to be Muslim. My wife needs to be Muslim.
And that's when she said, "If you need to do it in 3 days." And then in a confessional, he says, if she doesn't convert to Islam, I need to go on so I can move on with my life.
So guess what, y'all? They're not going to
work. That
was
it.
Basically, I will say props to Brittany because things were getting heated and she left.
She did.
She
said,
I need to take
throw something.
She's like,
or...
I need it. And so she comes back and then he says he loves her and he's going to give her time, which again, I feel like he says, I will give you time. And then literally tomorrow, he's going to be like, so when are you going to be a Muslim?
So gonna convert today?
When are you going to be loving it?
Yeah.
And Brittany's like, we're just so hot and cold.
I don't know
if that's a good thing or not.
You're not hot and cold. You're just like, you're not even, you're like that Katy Perry song. You're not yes and you're no. You're not in and you're out.
And if you are that, that's still not good for
that's
a relationship.
And I think the idea of saying we're hot and cold, it's because you've not made any progress.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No progress. They literally, they're actually not where they were when they first started their relationship.
They're farther behind. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was one little bit with Yazan and Brittany I want to say. At the very end, he just basically says, no, you have all the time you want. She's like, okay. And then there's this minute where he's like, I love you. I love you. And they both are so uncertain. Nothing has been improved. And I wrote this down too, and I think this is really interesting. Basically, the parents, from their point of view, the relationship with Brittany and the parents is so transactional. It only relies on her converting to Islam. That's it. And unless she does that, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's as simple as it is. So y'all, take all of your like drama out of this. See through the editing. Nothing's going to happen until she converts. In other words, she ain't going to convert. If she does, you can knock me over with a feather.
Poodle's the same way. Nothing's going to happen if he doesn't get that cashier's check.
Exactly. Because their whole relationship is built on, what Kenny said. No, a fairy tale.
Yeah.
That when they get there, everything will be fine.
But a lie, too, in that she hasn't been forthcoming.
Well, that's fairy tales. Yeah. Fairy tales are lies.
Yeah.
Wow. Boy.
Someone just pulled over in their Toyota Corolla and just went,
Darcy.
I don't know how this is happening.
You know what? And that's Darcy's problem, too.
Oh, God. We can't talk about Darcy, but we can talk about more of these hot messes when we come back from this commercial break.
Okay. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
All right, we're back.
Chihoon!
This is... You notice the difference of the picks. You can tell if it's going to be a happy story or a sad story.
Yeah, you never noticed that?
I have, but I didn't know they...
Like the intros? Yeah.
I noticed it, but I didn't know it was consistent.
Yeah, it'll change even within the episode.
I like did not know it was consistent.
Oh, it's really apparent with Kalani and Asuelu. Yeah,
yes.
Because she gives him a look like, fuck you.
She's like, are you fucking kidding me?
By the way,
bitch, please.
Somebody posted a meme and said, please tell me we need a scene of Mama Asuelu and Papa Kalani. And I went, oh, I would actually start a GoFundMe to fly them to be in the same place just to see his reaction.
Well, you going to tell me, woman?
You going to tell? You going to take money away from my grandbaby?
No, I smack you in the face.
You really think I'm going to let you do that to my woman?
I need money now. Anyway, y'all, this is a happy pick. So finally, we've had sad pandas the entire time.
Finally.
Her in that like pregnant Little House on the Prairie dress.
Yeah, they're moving out of the hotel today into their new apartment.
Drusilla's picked up a centipede.
Yeah, and they're like, no, no.
And they freak out, y'all. I think it's not even a centipede. It's a little worm, a little grub.
Yeah, and she's pretty cute because she's like, this is my friend.
and they're like, ooh. And I'm like, she's going to eat it. This is a baby witch. Good for her.
Probably.
I like her. I
when
love it.
When she gets like 10 years, they can make The Craft too. Story.
I bind you, Drusilla, from doing harm to yourself and others. They need to calm down. And she goes, bye, bug.
Bye, bug. She was cute. She was cute. And so, anyway, so they're going to the hotel. Now, Devin's mom, Alicia, and Jihoon's parents are going to the grocery store. So they're just going to meet them there.
It's a weird triple buddy comedy.
This is so weird. Alicia's just kind of yelling and talking in the back.
Back seat. Yeah.
How far is it?
What are we gonna get? I like it when he's
over there.
When he goes, yes, and the mom says in Korean, what did she say? And she's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I love Jihoon's parents.
His dad is so nice, and his mother is a shady bitch.
I love them.
Oh,
they're my favorite parents.
They have their problems with how they see their son. At least mom does a little bit, but I do love them.
Yeah.
But again, mom, they're driving, and dad's like, oh, I think we're going the wrong way. And the mom's like, why don't you use the navigation? So, y'all, that just shows you, no matter what country you're in, mom and dads or dads and dads
they're
and moms.
They're the same.
We're all going to fight they're about navigation.
Same. So, universal. They do get to the apartment, and it's nice. It's got a playground. Looks like a nice area. And Alicia's like, and I'm conflicted. I'm losing any ground to get her back to America. At least she admits she's being selfish.
Actually, she said, I know that's just me
a little
being selfish.
Self-awareness.
And I was
who
like,
knew?
Whoa.
This
is not what we should see on your crazy YouTube videos. Yeah.
So Devin loves it.
And Devin's like, I feel confident we can move forward. I'm
and
like,
this
well,
is
that was a
only
switch.
A short term, you guys. It's only a 1 month rental. So
until they find a new apartment, yes.
So they go.
They're in the playground.
They go to the playground.
And Drusilla's just covering herself up with sand.
They're just sitting there watching her just playing in dirt.
And they're having a really serious, it's not dirt, it's sand, like a sandbox.
Yeah, like sand. I love a sandbox.
And they're having a serious conversation about, and Drusilla's like, meh, just covering herself up with sand.
Again, someone posted a meme of Drusilla practicing like of being a vampire.
And I'd see it.
I died. So it is nice too, like y'all, you see like Drusilla's on the slide. Like Jihoon's parents are great because they're not just interested in Taeyong. Like yeah. they're like playing
they're
and interested
helping with
in Drusilla.
The family.
Like
yeah.
it's really, really, really sweet.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then that translator comes back out, y'all, which...
I think the translator got an update.
I think she did, because she did her job for the most part this time. And so basically, the translator, basically the mom... They kind of work it out. And the mom's kind of like, look...
Jihoon, I need you to do this.
I need you to step up. And mom kind of says, we were surprised. We felt bad.
You mean Jihoon's mom?
Yeah, Jihoon's mom. Yeah, sorry. And then Jihoon says, no, it don't feel bad. It's my fault.
He takes complete blame. Yeah.
He said he's been spoiled his whole life. And then Alicia says, I just want you to see to put in as much effort as my daughter. And then what does Jihoon's mom say to that? Poodle, do you remember?
Yeah. That's exactly what we want. Or
no, then she says, she's only saying things that
he needs to do. She's only saying things he needs to do.
This is not helpful. Sometimes I feel like Jihoon's mom just needs to pull out a blunt.
I think she said, like, she says she's only saying things you should be doing to Jihoon. It was more shady to her son.
Well, yeah, it was shady. Yeah. It's kind of shady, but yeah, that's true.
Anyway, and then Devin basically says, now we need both sets of grandparents now to kind of take a back seat.
That was a good thing to say.
Yeah, I think that was a very healthy way
yes.
to de-escalate everything that's been happening. And then Alicia's like, you got this. Smack on Jihoon. And Jihoon goes, ow.
And then Jihoon's mom and dad are like, great, this is what we wanted. Bye. And they leave. Let's go on a cruise. And y'all, the episode's going to end.
Everything's great,
they're
y'all.
They're walking out the road, and suddenly.
Drusilla runs. And probably runs into the street.
And things are ruined because Drusilla.
They show in the preview for next week, Jihoon's weeping, and Alicia's saying, "I don't ever want to see Jihoon again." So, the show is telling us something happens to Drusilla,
what if
which
Drusilla
is awful.
Died?
I think we would have heard about it.
I hope nothing bad happened.
I think we would. She may have gotten injured. I don't know how horrible it was
because we saw Jihoon carrying. He's like, "Oh, you're heavy," and he puts her down.
I don't know. I honestly don't know what happened. All I know is it made Jihoon go crazy, and Devin and Alicia
he ran
say,
really fast.
He did. And Alicia say, I never want to see him again.
However, Alicia overreact? No.
Who knows? Who knows what's happening?
Wait, I didn't realize that section was going to be so short.
Oh, yeah. This one's not very long either.
We should have taken a commercial earlier. Oh, well.
It's cheese stick time with May Lisa. And we're in Colombia. We're in Colombia.
Y'all, if you like that CD of dogs singing songs, something's wrong with you. Remember when that was popular? Everybody's like, I can't believe this.
Yeah.
It sounds just like my dachshund. And I went... Someone just put dog noises on their fucking keyboard and they're playing it.
What was it? What CD?
It was really popular in like the early 2000s or
90s
where it's dogs going.
I just
know
the Christmas one. The Christmas. The Christmas jingle bell is the only one I know. There was a dog barking CD.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
God. Sometimes I weep for humanity. I mean, for everything we can do, we're always going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
We're always going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
It gets existential on the pod today, y'all.
Yeah, it sure does.
Anyway, so Cheese Stick is in Colombia.
Gosh.
Gorsh. And he's
living in another country, y'all.
Someone changed my water.
Wow.
So the problem, y'all, is still that he fucked around on her.
He fucked around on her.
He's going to have to tell Papa Maylisa.
Maylisa. His best friend. He's the one that gives him the bacon bit treat.
Bacon AIDS.
What is that commercial?
Bacon.
Bacon.
What is that? Bacon strips.
Bacon strips.
Yeah. Oh, my mother's dog loves them.
Funny, because Poodle has his sling in his closet.
And that's called my bacon strip.
That's called his bacon strip.
Please put it on me. Please put it on me. Please. Please.
No.
Hey, you went there. You got to be prepared for the consequences. Anyway, so
what do you imagine people think your bedroom looks like?
It's just like a chrome and black leather. Just lube dispensers everywhere.
We just spray it down with some Clorox wipes every other day just to make sure nothing's growing.
Y'all who've gotten cameos, I usually do them in my bedroom. So you can see, today I saw one and I moved it around like, oh, just see my laundry. And then I moved it over here and I'm like, oh God, there's the lube bottle. And I was
clean
like,
your
oh
bedroom.
My God, this is going off the rails.
Do I need to organize your bedroom?
No, it's fine. Someone said, I don't mind that his drawers are open. That's fine.
His dresser drawers?
My dresser drawers were open. It's fine.
They only mentioned it because they did.
No, someone mentioned it and someone else said, that makes me feel it's kind of off the cuff.
That's Poodle.
The thing about it is,
That would be the name of your first stand-up special.
Off the cuff.
You with just your hand on your hip, kind of
with
putting
a big flared-out cuff.
And it would be off the cuff with his eyes big.
To be honest, y'all, I don't give a flying fuck what you think I should do with my life.
Or it would be like Hannah Gadsby, like her stand-up, where she did it off names of people she dated. So like Nanette, and yours would be Pablo. Let's be real.
I would love to do a special like Nanette. God, I love that when she just gets about halfway through, y'all, shit just gets real.
I don't know.
I loved it, and I loved every minute of that.
I don't think we're as talented as her.
It's fair. I'm just saying, if I had,
it was great.
But in me is the kind of audience fuckery to do that.
Y'all, I'm not going to let him do that at a live show where he starts talking about...
Where I just go off and talk to you about how you've been cheated by fairy tales.
Not happening. Not happening.
And then by the end, someone's crying.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Not happening.
Anyway, so she's going to... he's going to tell Papa Maylisa... Mm-hmm. In Spanish for a drink, and I said, this is going to be intense. She's there.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of our first cheese stick Maylisa scenes where I felt like I needed to unclench my butthole the whole time.
Yes.
So he's basically talking, you know, I did some bad things. And then when he's like, I can't say this in Spanish. I'm a dog. It's weird that
I'm
can
a
even
dog.
Speak Spanish. And so she translates, and so how awkward having to be the girlfriend of the man who's apologizing to your father while you translate what he did. There's like layers upon layers of like shame and regret that Melissa's having to deal with now.
It's re-traumatizing.
Yes.
It's re-traumatizing. I thought that too.
I was really bothered.
Fair.
I was really bothered by it.
Yeah, like, honestly, I think they should have done this without her.
Yes.
I was somebody else.
Really bothered by it.
It was really hard
to
watch.
And I knew she had to go because she had to almost protect him for that. Mm-hmm. But she felt she had to.
Yeah.
But boy, y'all, when you invite your girlfriend to go when you tell her about adultery, nothing gets better after this.
No.
Anyway, boy, this is a really sad ending.
I don't know, yeah.
And he tells her, and the dad crosses his arms and says, badly done.
Badly done, man. And he's kind of like, you can tell, done. And he's like, we opened our home to you.
You played with my heart, my daughter's heart.
And he's like, and now this is all changed.
Yeah.
And Tim's like,
I just feel like I killed the relationship.
You did.
You did.
Cheese stick. I don't know. I don't see. This is another thing. This is why this is a long, dark hallway for me. I don't see any of these relationships working out.
If this one does, that'll be they
will have to work so hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would be really beautiful and incredible if it happens.
And I think, even though he's an adulterer, I think he's trying to do the right thing, you guys. Nothing he's done after, and I don't even say an adulterer, like some like biblical thing. I'm saying that was a mistake. But I think he has made all the right steps after that.
I don't think he's a bad person. And people that cheat on other people are not bad people.
No.
No, you weren't saying that. But I just want to clarify that. Like, I actually think he is. And I do think he really loves her. And she really loves him. Why we cheat on people are not because we don't love them. It's usually something to do with our own self-worth or something in that regards. Right. Unless you're Poodle, and you know what, I probably would just say, if someone cheated on me, I probably would get a revenge fuck.
Me too. Yeah. In a second. So like, I'm going to fuck some other guy.
I'm going to ride him like the Santa Fe Topeka and the
Atchison Topeka.
Yeah.
The Atchison Topeka and the Santa Fe.
Can you hear that dick in me?
I think that's all I've got about these two. I just wrote down cheese stick is fucked.
Yeah. Dad says he says, you know what? Love is based on trust. When there's no trust, there's nothing left.
Ooh. Ba-da-bump, ba-da-bump. Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
We're going to jump into our sissy spotlight. I said it right.
No, I'm glad you did.
Standing under your spotlight.
Sissy spotlight. Y'all, there's got to be a commonly known song that has a lyric with spotlight in it.
I do hate that song, but it's too late now. We're going to do a live show, and people are starting to go,
late.
Standing under your spotlight.
I'm not paying them. I'm not paying Bill, giving Bill Condon a cent.
Before Bill Condon.
Boy, that was...
We just lost somebody else. They're like, I'm out. So, y'all, if you're new to the show, we do the Sissy Spotlights because we have on our high tier on our Gatreon, our Patreon. Come At Us tier. We let those people, we give them a phone number each month, and they can call in.
You can leave a rant. You can leave
if you're on the Gatreon, you don't know the number, message us.
A shout out. You can give. You can anything you want.
So
it's
anything
your
you want.
Minute. But only a minute because we're going to cut you off.
Only
that.
A minute. So, but before we jump into that.
Because I've used at least 10 minutes talking about credit checks this episode.
It's true. It's very true. Wow. At least 15 or 20 minutes. Before we jump in, y'all, I just want to, we just want to do a special shout out because we know, y'all, our sissy teachers are going back
to
work.
And you're seeing it all over the place. I have a lot of teachers in my family and my friends are teachers and they're, and you guys have been posting, and Matt posted something about you guys are scared. And that makes sense.
We get it.
I would be too. Ain't nobody coming in my house for a while. I'm a teacher, but I teach out of my house. But
yeah.
This is a scary time.
It's a very scary time.
And we're thinking about you guys.
Yeah, we're so thinking about that. You. Know that that we are sending you all the sissy love we can. You can come to our Facebook group for support. And we got
you. We should
you.
Have a sissy teacher group. I'm sure we've got a lot in there.
Should, maybe. Maybe.
So what are you sissy teachers? You can break off. We won't be members in it.
We won't be
but
members.
You guys can just talk and discuss that. That's a good idea.
You know what? That is a great idea. We have a sissy, we should remind people.
There's a sissy accountability group.
We have a sissy accountability group for people that are working on weight loss or things like that. We have a sober sissies group.
Sober sissies group.
Also, someone just started a sissy big brother group. So if y'all are into Big Brother.
That is so cool.
There's a sissy big brother. Now, and so again, with all of these, we are not.
We're not moderating.
If y'all crash and burn yourselves, it's not on Poodle and I. It's not on Andrea.
If y'all start shit.
Jackie Wiseman had a baby. She doesn't have time, y'all.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Time.
So
Chris has a
Y'all
has a fucking kid in college at home. She doesn't have time.
It's your sandbox. You need to make people play by the rules.
Exactly.
So
you do what you need to do.
Yeah, but maybe a teacher group.
Maybe. I feel like they would need some support.
There's all kinds of... There's so much shit going on right now with teachers, and like every county is different.
And I think a lot of people have opinions of whether teachers should go back or not, and they're not teachers. And I kind of feel like...
Yeah, it's fucking annoying.
I feel like you don't get to talk about this because you're not the one that's going and doing this.
You've heard people just say to teachers should go back, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've seen that a little bit. Yeah, I mean, some people.
Because they're so well paid. They really deserve it.
Okay, we can't have another soapbox because we're already like 30 minutes over on this show.
I'm the fuck up today.
So anyway, teachers.
I'm going to get political in 1 minute.
We love you, so let's move on to our sissy spotlight.
Here we go.
Hey guys, it's Eliza Gilliam. So get this. My mother-in-law calls me and we're just chatting. And she goes, I was watching TV, and there's this show with this lady who goes to Nigeria and wants to be with this man. And I'm like, oh, you're watching my show. That's my show. That's 90 Fiancé. And she's like, yeah, but I like it too. So I was just telling my husband this because this is mom. And we're basically going to redo the conversation we just had. So, sweetheart, your mom's watching my show.
Great. Well, how do you feel about that?
She can't. It's my show.
What do you mean it's your show? Is 90 Day Fiancé copyright to Eliza?
It should be. All right. No, but what it is that your mom is like the most smothered mom out there, and I really don't want her watching my show. It is my show, it is for me, and it makes me happy.
Okay, well, you're just going to have to deal with this new reality.
Jesus. End scene. See, we can do 90 Day Theater too, but not as good as you guys. All right, well, thank you so much for letting me do the shout-out. And, of course, you can make this public. All right, bye.
Well, we are back. We
Eliza.
Have some, Eliza, Sissy Eliza. We got some competition for a 90 Day Gays Theater, huh?
All I want is a man sock.
Isn't that Eliza Doolittle?
Yes, Room Somewhere.
Yeah. Room Somewhere.
So, y'all... Come on.
I love that. Make your own 90-day theater.
Make your own 90-day theater, especially if you got a smart-mouth husband.
A smart-mouth husband and a mother-in-law that you
and
just want to get the fuck away. I love
who is
that.
Is impinging on you. We all got to have our own little corner of the sky.
I bet.
And so we all need that. We all need our sissy squad or our like mom's group or something where we can
vent. Or your fantasy football.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's something for you. We understand that.
I bet you so many sissies driving in the car right now when she talked about her overbearing mother went, yes!
Mother-in-law. It's worse.
Because
she didn't give birth to you.
Mother-in-law. That boy, that was an old song I just pulled
out. I don't know that song.
That's a Motown song.
Oh.
I think. Yeah.
I don't.
Hey, Siri, who sings Mother-in-law?
You was dropped your phone on your face.
I dropped the phone on my face. It didn't work. One more time.
I found this on the web for Sing's mother-in-law. Check it out.
Ernie K. Doe, 1961.
I have never heard that song. Where do you get these songs?
I don't know.
And then I can bring up something very common. And you're like, never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Let's jump into our sissy shout-outs. Poot, we're on S and T.
Shout a little bit louder now. Shout a little bit louder
now. Oh.
They used to play that they used to play that in elementary school, and we at 8 a.m. they'd play it every Friday, and it's our Shout Fridays, and my mother and my brother and I would sing along to the Shout song every Friday.
Oh, that's a sweet memory.
That's a sweet memory.
Oh,
I
bet your mother thinks you don't remember that anymore.
Oh, I do.
That's sweet. You should call her on
radio stations?
You should call her on a Friday morning
and
do a merge call with you and your brother and do that.
My brother's like, why are you bothering me?
But she would love it.
My brother's like, I need to talk to – I already have to see my mom a lot.
Maybe just you do it.
Good idea.
Anyway.
All right.
Poodle, who's your sissy shout out?
My sissy shout out goes to Shmandria Simpson.
Shmandria.
This is to Shmandria. Shmandria.
Is this someone who's also a Facebook moderator?
I don't know anything about that.
I'm sorry, Shmandria.
Shmandria. Y'all, Shmandria loves, absolutely loves troll dolls. Can't get enough. She loves their goofy expressions, their kind of cuckoo hair that you can just, they're all kinds of colors. You just rub them in. Now, she spent a lot of money trying to look like a troll doll. A lot of plastic surgery. She got an actual amber gemstone implanted in her belly. Doctor said, this is infected. She said, fuck off. Rub my belly and make a wish. She's got yellow hair put on. Every morning she has to strip it and go all the way up there with like Beekman's World, like hair mousse all the way up there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? She looks good. She looks good doing it.
Good.
Not as great when she just wears a diaper around.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's kind of the problem.
That's a problem.
Her apartment complex made her wear like at least a little midriff.
Okay.
But she's got to see the amber.
The amber, yeah.
She's got to see the amber jewel.
Yeah.
Anyway, the neighborhood children just love to brush her hair. They just love it.
That's great.
Strangely, she really got angry when the movie Trolls came out.
Oh.
Because she really had a problem with their depiction of trolls.
Oh.
Yes. So much so that she protested going up and down the street with her troll doll placard. And she actually went in the movie theater and screamed, "These aren't real trolls!"
She's passionate.
Because it wasn't real enough for her. I've never seen the movie Trolls, so I can't really talk about why she had a problem with it. Took my niece and nephew, but I listened to a podcast during it, so I don't really know a lot about it. Anyway,
wow.
So she then, when Trolls 2 came out, she tried to get a whole nationwide shutdown. And it got to a point, she shaved her hair like Sinead O'Connor in protest. She's still got the amber jewel, though. That's all that matters.
Wow.
So she's a bald troll.
Wow.
Anyway, Shmandria.
Now I know why she didn't answer my Facebook message.
Yeah. She's got shit to
and
do.
And that wasn't sexual. Good for you.
I tried.
Good for you.
I tried.
And if any of them...
Can't stop the feeling. That is the worst Justin Timberlake song ever. No, that's not true. There's some bad ones.
Oh, Lord.
That's a terrible song.
Y'all, our next sissy shout out goes out to Suzette Ramblin'.
You're not doing this the right way.
What do you mean?
You have to alter the name that's not with the letter that we decide on. But that's fine. You're going to fuck it up. It's fine.
Y'all.
It's fine.
Fuzette. Fuzette Tamblin.
Fuzette might be my favorite fake name we've ever had.
Fuzette Tamblin. Fuzette. Y'all, Fuzette Tamblin. So, y'all, here's the deal with Fuzette. She is, she's a stage mom. She's a theater mom. She's got kids in the theater that she is pushing. She wants them to make it on the great Broadway.
Her kids, not the teacher. Okay.
Well, funny that you ask.
Okay.
It's that, no, it's just she likes to go to children's theaters and takes up the mantle for children that she feels like don't have parent advocates.
That's creepy.
But she doesn't want to do anything with them. Except from build their careers. But she doesn't want to be a manager or taking their money. She's like that.
She's like a booster.
Well, she got the idea of y'all because she loves gay people. So she's that person that will give out free mom hugs at a pride parade. But then she went, wait a minute. There are theater kids who don't have a mom.
Right.
Don't have a bitchy thing. I didn't have that. My mom was kind of out of it. If I had a stage mom. And so that's what she realized. I need to be a stage mom for all these children. So she went and started a nonprofit called Stage Moms for Theater Kids, which is a little, it just could have been Stage Moms.
S-M-F-T. Yeah,
it's Stage Mom number 4 Theater Kids with a Z .net.
I was going to say.
She couldn't get org. Someone already had it. So anyway, so y'all, so Fuzette has several of these kids. She's telling them to go to auditions. She does like Honey Boo Boo. She gives them the sugar juice,
go-go juice.
She feeds them Kind bars and says you can eat McDonald's later.
Does she yell at them after they do a bad audition?
Yes, but then at the end she says, "I love you. I'm teaching you in the world. This is how you can be in the world." She has one kid who regionally in the tri-state area that just got a role, not in the tri-state area, but back in their hometown with 4,000 people. But they got to audition for tri-state theaters.
That's important.
Yes. So they're working their way up. She has another kid in Bend, Oregon.
Okay. Very popular town to be from.
Alternate. They got alternate.
Oh.
In a musical production of Annie.
Yeah.
She's going to play the dog. So Fuzette is really excited, and all this boils.
Oh, Tri-Cities, y'all. Yeah, great program. So, Tri-State.
And now she's also auditioning for, her next goal in life, she wants to be on that Disney show Encore.
Yeah.
Where they redo musicals, and she wants to redo her elementary production. She wants to do Les Mis, because that's what it's all about, y'all. Her name is Fuzette, and she knows she should have been Cosette.
She should have been Cosette.
And even though it's for a child, she wants to do it now as a woman who's well over her 40s.
That makes sense.
So
good for Fuzette.
So she's going to have a castle on the cloud one day, and she is reaching for that.
Reach for that castle.
She even fucked the director. So she thinks she can get it, y'all. Who knew? Mine went sexual. Whew. Anyway, y'all, that's Fuzette Tamblyn.
Good for her.
And that's her sissy shout-outs today.
That's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all.
Good God, this is so long.
It's true. You can find us at 90daygays.com. You can find our merch. You can find us on Cameo. You can find us on Cameo, y'all.
I did two this morning that both went off the rails.
It's true. He's on soapboxes today. Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
That was quick, and I did not even have time to think of anything. How about this?
Aren't we all just lonely hearts?
Yes.
Looking for some love in all the wrong places.
I've got it now. Yes. And if you've got 3 days to convert to Islam,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.